Welcome back. I'm Shelley Davis-Milock. Thanks for sticking with me right here on Professional Presence, brought to you by the MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. We are still talking to Jackie Borner from Stuff the Clutter. She is a professional organizer, and we were talking a little bit about photos. We talk about emotions and how attached people are to things. There's a lot of emotional attachment to photos, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what I would run into a fire and save if I could, because that's your history.
Right. That's your life. And I know it's so funny because you think, I remember being in high school and my mom is saving all this stuff, and I'm like, I'm never going to want to see that again. And now I love pulling out. Yeah. Okay, this is going to astound you maybe. I was a homecoming queen in high school my senior year, and I was so over high school at the point that the yearbooks came out that I was like, I don't want one. I don't need one. I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm going to college. I don't need the. And my mom bought one and gave it to me years later. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, I wouldn't have had that memory. My kids love going through it. My kids love watching our wedding DVDs.
Yeah.
So those memories are really important, but it's how do you keep those amongst the things that you're dealing with every single day in your life, like utensils and shoes and all of those important things? How can you possibly keep all of those things organized?
Well, Shelley needs her own memento box, mm-hmm. and that goes in there. Because 20 years later, you're going to go back to your class reunion, possibly,
yes.
and you'll need to go through that very quickly to see what your classmates' names maybe were and refresh your memory.
I did that 2 years ago.
There you go. And so your husband, yourself, your children mm-hmm. each need their own memento box,
okay.
and make a shelf for that, because later on, the treasures, even your kids will be able to take those and look through them and remember their mom and dad from the time that they were little all the way through.
That's such a great idea. And, you know, I said I kind of did that when they were newborns, but I haven't continued that, although I have stuff all over the house of theirs that I keep. Like, I keep pictures where I'm supposed to keep my tablecloths because we don't really use tablecloths. I have photo albums in there. But that's great to have that memento box. So do you tell people to organize that, or are you basically just putting things in there? Should it be in folders, envelopes, or are you just putting it right into the box?
They're mementos?
Yeah.
In the box. Just don't, you know what? If you don't have time to sit and put a book together, mm-hmm. make it perfect, just so that it's together, and I'd say get it in that box, label the box, and mm-hmm. put it on a shelf for the rest of them, and then continue to add to it all along. So what are you doing with your children's toys as they outgrow them, Shelley?
I either donate them, or I give them, or I do a garage sale every year.
Beautiful.
I do a garage sale every year, and I'm going to tell you why. I do a garage sale because I'm too lazy to fill my car up with stuff and drive it somewhere. So I do garage sales, and it's like, that's 50 cents. Like, whatever, take it. I don't care. What? A dollar. Go with it. Just because I'm too lazy. But we do keep some toys that were special, given from grandparents, first toys, that sort of thing. And my kids are still pretty young right now that some of those are still mixed in, and they just go and look at them and go, oh, this is a baby toy. But I do have things like my older son, he's 20, he has handmade furniture that his grandpa made him when he was a baby. So he has a child-sized rocking chair and a toy airplane. That just sits in my basement. I'm like, I can't get rid of it. I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, Shelley, that also goes in the area of mementos. Okay. And that's really important to define those for each child mm-hmm. because it will be so fun for them to have something later on in their life.
Right.
That was made from grandpa. So just keep the same thing together. And those special toys, mm-hmm. keep those together for each child as mm-hmm. well.
That's a great idea. So when you're going in and you're trying to help people in their home, What is kind of your first step? And we have 3 minutes in this segment left. So what is like your first step when you go in?
We're gonna do a quick walkthrough. And I want to make sure they're using their space efficiently. Mm-hmm. And they're so embarrassed. So I always do a phone interview with them and just get them to visit my website, get to know me a little bit. I want to get to know them, make sure build a rapport that we can work together. Mm-hmm. And then when I go in, I just... Really, I want to, this is going to be simple, cinchy, and just encourage them to get on board and let's just do this. So it's hands on. As soon as we do a quick walkthrough, give me an area to start, and hands on, we'll start putting it in order immediately.
And are you doing for sure keep? I'm not really sure if I can get rid of this yet. And then donate or toss. Are you kind of going in that?
If Every style is different.
Okay.
So if they want that type of a setup, mm-hmm. we'll do that. Some cases it's not necessary. If it's paper, mm-hmm. you know, we have pretty good ideas. We know that we have rubbish and recycle. Mm-hmm. And in other cases, if they need that, that it's perfectly fine. We just grab a box and set it up that way.
Okay.
Not everybody cares. Sometimes they're not ready to get rid of stuff.
Right.
And so we're just putting it over in an area so that emotional thing,
right.
when they're ready, they will.
That's what I do with my image clients when I'm trying to help them edit their wardrobes. It's like, well, first, does it fit?
Yes.
Is it the right color? Is it the right cut for you? And if it doesn't meet all of those and they still can't let go of it, then, well, let's put it in a box, label Beautiful. It. And then if you haven't worn it in a year, if yes. you haven't missed it, time to get rid
of it. It's time to go. And we also do a touch test where I actually go around in and say, listen, touch your stuff. Put your right. finger on it. Pick it up and say, does it still have the same meaning to you?
Right.
Do I love this? Does it bring me comfort, love, joy? Otherwise, it will to someone else.
Right. Well, it's so funny because we're wrapping up the segments, but one of the things that I found in my closet that I still haven't gotten rid of yet is my gown from when I graduated from college.
Oh.
And the reason is because I was a teenage mom. I had my oldest when I was 19. And so it was a big struggle for me to get through college. And yeah. he had to come to class with me and wow. all of those things. And I just can't part with it because it was so meaningful to both of us at that point in my life that we had really sacrificed a lot for 4 years to get through college. But I'm almost ready. I'm almost ready to let it go. You're listening to Professional Presence. I'm Shelley Davis-Milak. We will be back in just a moment.
Oh, this is so beautiful.